Let's talk. I've got Joe with me in the studio. Joe, it's so nice to have you here again today.
Thank you. You're so kind.
Thank you. I do have to ask you, though, with the police standby.
Yes.
What is with the Indian?
Well, this was sort of like a relic to television past, right? And this I think this is a sign off on like old like network television. And so I just went out and found the most ancient graphic that I could come across, and that became our police standby logo.
Yeah, he's pretty
You don't
old.
Like it, do you?
Wait, I didn't know if you were trying to do a Chief Wahoo or...
No, somehow he became part of the relic that I found.
Okay.
Yeah. It's got to be some meaning. Maybe somebody that put that graphic together will let us know.
Does anybody know what that stands for?
No.
I see it all the time, and I just sit there and I chuckle, and then, you know, you've got the other stuff on there too. So
you remember when you were a kid, though, like it would hit a certain time, and I don't remember what time it was, but then the networks would go off air, and then you would get the crazy, like, you get the anthem, right?
The rainbow.
Yeah, and then something would come up on the screen, and it creeped me out like Poltergeist. Like, yeah.
Oh, 4 o'clock in the morning.
There'd be fuzz up there if you fell asleep. That was crazy. It doesn't happen anymore.
Doesn't happen anymore, and it's funny that you you should mention sleep.
Okay.
It's really funny that you should
what
mention
a segue.
Sleep.
She's a
what
pro.
I am on this. You think I did this for a living or something. But it's funny that according to – this is a 2-year study on the National Sleep Foundation – how much sleep do you actually get, Joe?
About 4.5.
Joe.
What?
That's, according to them, that's not good.
I think it's great.
Oh, as long as
can I brag about it first?
Yes, I want you to brag about it.
So I bought one of those watches that monitor your sleep. And the goal is to be able to get into deep sleep for a period of time, like 2 hours, and then come back out of it.
Okay.
I made my sleep as efficient as possible so I didn't have to spend so much time doing it. So normal people take some hours and hours and hours to get it, and I just cut through the chase and got right to the REM sleep.
Now, there is a way that they say you can do that. Okay, we won't get into all
I
that.
I hacked it.
But how do you get into your REM sleep? What did you do to train your body to do that? Because it is training, and it's what you're eating.
Most of the time I would just watch what was happening and keep making adjustments till what I wanted to happen started happening. And by sheer luck, most of it. It wasn't nutrition guide. It wasn't health. It wasn't exercise. It wasn't anything crazy like that. I just kept changing things until I got the sleep I wanted.
You're kidding.
No.
Did it start with keto?
It did.
Did it really? It did. I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, it did.
I knew.
It changed everything because I got a chance to like reinvent everything. But gut biome and sleep practices and nutrition, all of it came together at one time. You had to hit the reset button.
Okay. So when you're doing your reset button, you're telling yourself, I want to get some sleep, and you're only doing 4.5 hours, which your mind doesn't shut down because you're constantly going. And I can vouch for that.
Yes, right.
So, what do you do when you get into bed? Not that I don't want to go there.
That's another show.
That's another show.
The NC-17 version of this. But so I get a half hour of just like clear the head. Like I'm not one of those people who think about something and it carries over into sleep. Like I shut it off. I'm not thinking about anything except for my wind down and let things go dim. No distractions, quiet prayer, and that's it. Then I fade out.
Now, they say if you go into your own little world and what do they say? Some people meditate and they meditate for an hour. Some people meditate for 15 minutes. I would meditate and then I fell asleep and then I would wake up
perfect.
And the thing would still be,
oh.
But they say you're not supposed to meditate and then fall asleep. You have to bring yourself out of the meditative state and then you should fall asleep. How true is that? What do you do?
I don't even think that it's a true meditative state because in the mornings I'll meditate and it'll be more like I'm setting myself up. Well, when you do the reverse of that, you're kind of winding yourself down. So at the end of what you're doing that meditation, you're really like clearing the decks. There's not much that you're thinking about anymore. So it's like, okay, I'm a compartmentalizer. I know that's shocking, right?
No.
As I start taking parts of the thing, like what I want to do with this part, I didn't do this, what can I do with that? And then once I've gone through the inventory of things that were left, you know, loose ends, there's nothing left. I'm crazy, I know. Looking at me like you're crazy.
So. No, but it works for you.
Yeah.
And as long as it works for you, don't stop what you're doing. But you have a very creative mind, as do I. And it's for creative people. And I'm not saying this isn't anybody else as well, especially when you've got things on your mind and bills and kids and family and job and money and this and that. But how does one learn to shut their mind down to at least get a good night's sleep? And it's hard.
Yeah.
Some people are walking the floors. So what do you do? Have you ever had a night like that?
Not really.
No, because I mean, keto.
There's been some times where I'll have an intense dream and it will just dominate my thoughts. Like I know that I didn't get a lot of sleep because I was in that. Like work dreams are the worst. Mm-hmm. Like you go to work in your sleep and then you're stressing about things that you would at work. And then so you wake up and you're like, I don't want to go to work. I was just there for 6 hours.
Yes, yes, yes. I get it. Well, they're saying for adults, getting 7 to 9 hours of shut-eye is needed. 7 to 9. You're nowhere close to that.
No.
While younger age groups require more, they say newborns, 0 to 3 months. Could you imagine this? 14 to 17 hours? How many parents out there have a newborn that does not let them sleep through the night? It's like, you're supposed to be sleeping. Infants, 4 to 11 months, 12 to 15 hours. So you can start to see where this is going, right?
Right.
Toddlers, 1 to 2 years, not people that act like toddlers, but actual toddlers, 11 to 14 years. Preschoolers, 3 to 5 years old, you need 10 to 13 hours. Have you ever known a preschooler to sleep that long?
Nope, not at all.
Never. School-age children, 6 to 13 years, they're talking 9 to 11 hours. All right. Teenagers, 14 to 17 years, 8 to 10 hours. Young adults, 18 to 25. Here's where I fall in. 7 to 9 hours.
All right. That sounds about
adults
right.
26 to 64, 7 to 9 hours. And then older adults 65 and up, 7 to 8 hours. That is what is required for them to get a good night's sleep. Now, on the flip side, if you get too much sleep, you know that's bad for you?
Oh, yeah. I bet that is the case.
Oversleeping, it can cause depression.
You just feel like crap when you do it too, right?
More depression, more severe depression. If you stay up late or stay in bed longer, you'd really need to be very careful about what you're doing. Because if you're getting too much sleep, you're not getting your exercise, you're not getting your vitamin D going outside. You need to get out, you need to get moving, you need to get the blood flowing. Now, young adults 18 to 25, under 6 hours or more, that's bad. Okay. Under 6 hours or more than 11 hours, I should say. So if you're getting under 6 hours or you're getting more than 11 hours, that's bad. Okay.
What do you think's worse? Worse that it's more or worse less?
How many times do you know kids that don't get enough sleep are cranky and you don't want to be around them and you're like, go to bed. Just, he's tired.
Yeah, She's tired.
Go to bed. So
you're going to say less is worse.
Yeah. I would think less would be worse. That's just my opinion. I don't have kids, but that's what I would think. Adults 26 to 64, under 6 hours is bad, but more than 10 hours of sleep, you've got some problems going on there. You really need to monitor that. So they said you can sleep better by having a sleep schedule, even on the weekends. Don't stay up late watching Netflix, which we'll get into Netflix in a minute, but don't stay up late watching TV. Practice a relaxing bedtime ritual like taking a hot shower or exercising daily, elevating your bedroom to ensure ideal temperature, sound, and light. So do you, I'm sure you do, you probably have those blinds that you hit the button and they go down.
No,
I am
telling you, I need noise though. I mean, if it's got to be a fan or an air conditioner or something that's got to be, I cannot have silence. I can't.
Huh.
You?
No, I sit there and I watch TV until I'm just about ready to fall asleep. Now, of course, I could use a sleep timer on the TV, but that's trying to fiddle around in the dark, and who needs that?
Right.
So when I get drowsy, I shut it off. Now, they say you're not supposed to watch TV before you go to bed. And why is that?
The blue light.
The blue light. Wow. And I didn't even tell you about that.
Yeah, cat's right out of the bag.
Or out of the bed. They say also to avoid caffeine in the afternoon. Even decaf, that would not even work for you.
I drink caffeine right up until I snooze it. That doesn't affect me.
Uh-huh.
So desensitized to it.
Oh, wow. Well. Yep. They also say watch out for naps. Do you take naps during the day?
No.
Good boy. And then they say if you can't do this, get some help from your family to help you quiet time. But yeah, ideal temperature, sound, and light. You had it. Kind of had it all.
Oh, heck yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, and I make sure I do my exercise towards the beginning of the day so that all of those chemicals are down low. I sit in a sauna for a half hour before bed. So, I mean, I do all the right stuff to just set it up so I sleep well.
Wow. And you had no idea. This was coming out from left field, and you are in this.
Doing it right.
Yeah.
By default.
Doing it right. So you're getting your pro sleep, as they call it.
Yeah, that's it.
So that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm impressed with you, Joe. Every show we do, there's more and more that I become more impressed with you on. So,
thank you, Justine.
Congratulations on that. It takes a lot to impress me.
I'm an oddball. That's what happens when
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I never mind. Nope. I was going to say.
See, that was a safe.
We were
right
talking
there.
About oddballs earlier on today, and I'm just like, well, just
let that be.
We'll just let that be. Don't know if you heard this or not, but Walmart is converting its parking lots into free drive-in theaters.
Okay.
So, did you, when you were courting your wife and dating your wife, did you guys go to the drive-in?
We did. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, it was one of our favorites.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you like movie theaters better?
Didn't like movie theaters.
No?
Too many gross people in seats. Yeah.
And you have that germaphobe, so you're getting germs in your own car.
Yeah, I'll take my own germs.
Get
yeah.
It. Well, they're saying Walmart is transforming 160 of their parking lots into the drive-in movie theaters, and they're doing this on the weekend. The shows are free. Now, think about this, though. They're really trying to corner the market on this because you're able to go watch a free movie, okay? And they're saying that they want to give back to the public because they realize that, you know, a lot of people have not been able to go out and do things that they wanted due to wearing masks and social distancing and all that. And they feel that people staying in their own cars.
Right. Safely.
Doing it safely. You're social distancing. And if you wanted to have treats, popcorn.
Is there any place that sells that kind of stuff around here?
Imagine that. Curbside pickup.
Right. There you go.
So they are just, you know.
Well, but here's the thing, though. Like, the movie theaters will, you know, make it $20 for a thing of popcorn. Walmart's like 16 cents, right? So how much money could they possibly make at as cheap a price as they are on that?
Well, this is true there. And how many people are not going to be bringing their own food as well? But I guess you have to buy it originally from somewhere. So
yeah. Might as well be them.
But they're saying that they have all kinds of movies that are lined up. Now, I don't know if this is going, and this is going to run through October 21st. So it's only for a limited time. Sounds like I'm doing a spot for them. It's a limited time only.
See your skill set right there?
I know. We'll get to that later.
Nudge.
Wherever he wins. I don't know. If you see a man walk in, you guys will get it.
Yeah.
They're going to have 320 movies that they're offering. Okay. For anywhere from Wonder Woman, I think I may have seen that when I was a little one, Black Panther, Spy Kids, E.T., The Wizard of Oz, and that's just some of the films that they can expect. Now, I've watched The Wizard of Oz on TV, but it might be nice to go out and see it on a big screen. You know how they redid the coloring on it and all that, but I think if I want to go out and see some compelling movies, I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
but
we can give them a
remember
list.
Hills used to do the fireworks and everybody would go
yes.
there and it was a huge event? That's
yes.
probably what they're picturing here is that we'll do it. I mean, we did it for fireworks.
Well, I would think, though, that they would have to show the movie alongside the building, right on the building. Think about it.
Yeah, they got to do a better job than the building. I've seen some of those movies that are just projected on there. It's not a great, great deal.
But
if you move to the left and then you hung a big white thing off the side of the building, it would look pretty decent. I wonder how big they're thinking. If they put up a little projector in front of it, I'll be so disappointed.
And then they sell these type of projectors in Walmart.
Then you go buy the little projector.
Outdoor Walmart, yeah. Or the outdoor projector that you could put up in your backyard. You probably have one.
So I do. Yeah. Well, we used to do that. Like, early on, we were big into music and stuff like that. So we offered it as a service that we'd go to people's backyards and they could do backyard movies. Now, the reason we stopped doing it is the places that licensed movies made you pay exorbitant amount of licensing fees to say it to the public. Like, you had to say there were going to be 20 people showed up and they had to pay $2 a person or $5 a person to see that movie.
Oh, no
we
kidding.
Couldn't ever accurately predict how many people were going to show up to somebody's backyard, so it was really tough. But anyway, it was maybe a couple $1,000 investment per movie.
You're kidding
no,
me.
It was.
Oh my goodness.
Yep.
See, you're on top of it.
Done it all, been everywhere.
You've been there, you've done that. That's why I love you so much. You just educate the world. It's great. But they're saying that you can order anything you want from the store if you're going to go watch these movies. And I don't know. I think, here's just me. And maybe this is because I don't have kids, or I don't have, you know, a husband, and we go out and we date night. There's nothing better than sitting on the couch in your jammies watching Netflix and watching, you know what I mean? Just binge watching.
Right.
I love to do that. And you get on a series and you can't get off of it until you're at the very end. You're like, oh, it's over. When's the next version coming out?
I think a whole segment of our population is going to develop a psychological disorder because of Netflix.
You think so?
Because, I mean, series used to watch your show and say, next week, I can't wait for it now. Now it comes all at one time and you just watch months of it. You know, it's killing us.
It is killing. And it's, I got to tell you, like, I get into the, like, say, the Outlander. Now I'm into, and I watched all of that to the end of it. But now I'm into the Vampire Diaries, so I'm kind of behind everybody right now, okay?
Right.
But it's like, you sit there and you load it up and you're like, oh, man, I got two more seasons left and there's only 16 episodes. That means there's 32. Oh, what am I going to start watching?
So you've never broken it up and said, even though I can watch them all right now, I'm going to wait till next week this time to watch it.
No.
Never.
No.
You watch it until you're out of time, right?
Yes. Watch it now and watch it how. Yes.
All right.
Yes. And all there's, right. Like I said, there's nothing better than sitting in your pajamas watching TV. Click, 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 click. Now, do you binge watch?
No, I
You've
don't.
Never binge watched.
No, I think there was one thing that we watched multiple episodes back and forth. But it's like we used to watch Sons of Anarchy, right? That was a good one, and
yes.
That was worth doing. But that one you had to wait. Orange is the New Black, we watched a couple of those, binge style. And then there was a couple of the guy about, he sold meth, the blue-green meth thing. Can't think of the name.
He sold meth.
Yeah, he sold meth. I'm in the bus, to... Pinkett.
Yes. Somebody comment on it. Well, yeah. Help me out here.
Freddie, what was the show that used to be that guy that wore the hat, he sold meth?
Breaking Bad.
Yes.
How did we know he would have it?
As popular as that show is, do you believe I've only saw like 2-3 episodes?
Really?
Same here.
See, I watched it from end to end.
I'm like one of those guys. Well, like Justine and myself, we were probably both out, you know, weekends and stuff.
Yeah, we were
so
everywhere.
So when you're working, it's like we don't really have a lot of time, you know, if you're out 7 days a week to sit there and watch all this stuff. There's a lot of shows. Maybe we'll even talk about that a little later on.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, popular, like the Tiger King.
I've never seen Tiger King either.
There's so many shows out there that are popular. You know, I was watching Orange is the New Black.
We just mentioned that.
Okay, I saw that for a little bit. But, like, all these shows that these people say that they binge watch and everything, I have no clue.
Let me pull up a chair.
I'm clueless. Yeah. And, like, same with movies. You know, today we're going to talk about a few movies when I come in.
We're going to let you talk a little bit.
Oh, okay. I talk enough.
That's okay. It's totally okay.
No, but anyways.
Can we get him on here?
There we go. Slide over there.
There you go.
Be friends.
Yeah, there
Let's
we
be
go.
Be friends, everyone.
All right, just sit on my lap here, Justin.
I'm not going there.
Anyways.
Poor guy. All right, there we go. But yeah, no, we were talking about Walmart's doing movies in their parking lots now, which is a really great marketing tool. But isn't it nice? And you would know this because, like you have said, we've been out everywhere. We've done everything. We've nights out. You'd find us every day of the week somewhere.
Oh, right.
And it's so nice to sit at home in your pajamas and watch Netflix, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what do you watch?
Oh, I don't even have Netflix.
No?
No. I watch Game Show Network is what I watch. Seriously.
Show?
I watch Game Show Network. And I watch Seinfeld at 11. I'm just like, I don't know. There's not a whole lot out there that I
Sons
really
of
watch.
Anarchy. Did you get into that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
Sons of Anarchy. I did watch. Yeah, you know, because of the motorcycle thing. That was pretty good.
You didn't watch that?
I did not watch. I can because I can binge watch. That.
Yeah. And we did Dexter too. So I was watching meth addicts, motorcycle gangs, and serial killers. That was my trifecta.
Wow.
Oh yeah, I watch Trailer Park Boys. If I watch something on there, Trailer
that
Park
was
Boys
rough. That was a rough
like
show.
My favorite. So I watch Trailer Park Boys. I watch Seinfeld. I think. See, that's my new career goal is my new way to make money is going to be a game show contestant.
There you go.
I'm training to be on America Says, seems to be the pretty hot hot show right now. So I'm kind of training on America Says, Family Feud. Those seem to be my two favorites.
You think you'd be good at Jeopardy?
No.
No?
Jeopardy just makes me feel stupid. I'll tell you another one that's pretty hard is Cash Cab. I always thought that when I went to New York City, I'd like to be on Cash Cab. But boy, when I watch that and I see some of those questions, I think, man, I would have had three strikes. I would have been out in like
out.
2 minutes. And people would have been laughing at me. I got to go to the easy shows. Family Feud, America Says, Catch 21. What else did I watch? I'll tell you, a good trivia show is The Chase with The Beast. You know, you got this heavyset Englishman who's a trivia expert, and he's a smart ass, and it's hard to beat him. The guy's really sharp. So,
do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
No. I,
you know, you're not that guy.
No,
right?
I'm more focused. You know? I'm in training. Don't bother me right now. You know, some people, you know, well I'm going to learn a skill. I'm going to learn a trade. I'm going to go out there and do that. I just say I'm focusing on Game Show Network. I'm honing in. I'm honing my skills that maybe someday. But, you know, Wheel of Fortune is okay. I'll tell you what's a really good show, though, but it's not on too often. It's usually on, like, at 3 o'clock in the morning. Comedian Ben Glebe hosts a show called Idiot Test. And it's hard.
Never
seen that
one.
I could see why people, why it wasn't so big, because you had to focus. Like, you know, they would show you a picture of something, and they would ask you a question about that picture, but it would be like a trick question. You know, I can't even explain it, because you have to see them when you see the picture, you know, but there's a clue in there, and then it's like, oh, okay. I don't know. I just can't think of one off the top of my head.
I got one for you.
But if you're challenging.
Or Please Stand By with Indian Wahoo on it. What does that mean?
Because that was old school. Like, right, they used to flash that.
Yeah, the test pattern.
Yeah.
When it would go off at night. And I guess that would be because the technicians would adjust all their gear to
there
that.
You go.
So the next day they would be ready to go.
There you go.
And you could adjust your TV to that too. You know, to make sure that everything was going good.
He knew
he
it.
Knows.
Yes,
yeah,
he
test
does.
Test pattern.
Yeah.
He knew.
Yeah, test pattern.
Very cool.
And that'd go off at midnight when all the stations would go off, all three stations at midnight. They'd play the national anthem, the test
yes.
pattern.
And then Carol Ann would come out and try to woo you into the poltergeist.
Yeah, like I say, though, I you know, even the same thing with movies. I love movies, but it's like I've never had a chance to sit down for like 2 hours, 3 hours, and
binge watch
a movie.
And binge watch.
Or even just watch a regular movie. I mean, I got a lot of favorite movies, but I like new ones and stuff. I very rarely.
There's a lot of them out there that I've watched like half of, and I never come back. So there's a bunch of movies that I think I saw, but I probably didn't get the ending.
Right. Sometimes I like to watch those old movies on Turner Classic and stuff because there's no commercials.
Yeah.
So you sit there and,
The acting was bad, don't get me wrong.
But it was different. It was like over-dramatic. You know, I love that when those old actors would really overplay a role. I'd love that.
And the fake scenery always got me, you know. But you know, it's kind of amazing about that. I mean, you watch those movies and you can still be entertained without all the special effects and everything, like the writing, the plot, the story, it you know, it carries it even today, you know.
Yeah. You ever go back and watch a Star Wars early one and look at the special effects?
I've never watched Star Wars.
Really?
I have never watched Star Wars.
No way!
You know, yeah.
Okay. Well, how about something else that used early effects that you look now through today's standards and it didn't look as great as you remember them?
I mean, you know, now don't get me wrong. I've seen bits and pieces of them, you know, but I've never sat and watched the whole thing. I know what they're about and everything. I'm not completely oblivious.
Right.
Like, Star Wars, what's that? You know, but, you know, I get the gist and I know what it's about.
Right.
It seems cool to me. But I don't know. Probably the last movies I've really probably watched were like, you know, the movies when the kids were little, you know, Dunstan Checks In. Has anybody ever watched Dunstan Checks In?
No.
And it's a story about an orangutan, and Pee Wee Herman's in it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He plays the exterminator, and the orangutan's going crazy in this hotel and this resort. and Pee Wee Herman has to come and try to get him out of there.
Was he in character, Pee Wee Herman, or just that dude?
Well, no, he was kind of like he was a character. He okay. wasn't Pee Wee,
okay,
but he was a character, and you know he was always trying to catch Dunstan, and that was, you know, I can remember some of those kid movies. Home Alone, Home Alone 2.
Yes.
I love both of those. I think those are good. I've watched those a million times. Problem Child. Did you ever see Problem Child?
Oh, yeah.
With
yeah.
Kramer. Kramer's the bow tie killer, and it has John Ritter in there.
Yep.
And you know, and the little kid, the Junior, is like a terror.
Yep.
And the bow tie killer is his hero, and he's writing to him in prison. And then finally, the bow tie killer runs off with his mom, who is a bitch. And John Ritter goes to the girlfriend or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, good stuff.
I need
yeah,
to
those are like
up.
Yeah, we're,
this is obscure movie talk.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought those were all like movies that everybody saw because I watched them 5 million times. Okay, we got to watch that one again,
right?
But yeah, you know, Home Alone. I really like those.
Jeez.
And you know, Christopher Columbus from Champion.
Yes,
Warren JFK graduate, and mm-hmm. boy, think of all the good movies that guy did.
Oh,
Mrs.
Yeah.
Doubtfire and what, Gremlins? Wasn't he behind Gremlins? And, you know, Home Alone 1, Home Alone 2. I can't think of them all off the top of my head, but boy,
right.
he's, when you look at it, it's like, boy, this guy's from Champion, and he just come up with all these movies that were just off the hook.
Yeah.
A lot
Very
of great
cool.
things have come out of this area. A lot of great bands, a lot of great,
oh, yeah.
you
yeah.
know, people in the...
Entertainers, sports, athletes.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh,
a lot
man.
Of great people have truly.
yeah, so there's been some good stuff, but yeah, that's about my extent of movies and TV watching. You know, well, whatever happens to be on though. Everybody Loves Raymond. What's the other one? I think is out there. Last Man Standing with Tim Allen. He owns a sporting goods store. I think
I've heard of that. I haven't
yeah,
seen that.
I see that every once in a while.
Now, can you when a new series comes out where you get access to all the episodes, can you pace yourself and watch them over time, or you have to watch them all at one time?
I just
binge?
Never do.
You just don't.
I'm just pretty much I flick on the dial and lay there on the couch until I fall asleep.
Okay.
Whatever happens
sleep.
To be on, I'm really not that picky, you know.
Now, how many hours of sleep do you get a night on an average?
I'm not a big sleeper, you know.
Four?
Oh, more than four.
There's
six. Six, maybe.
She's shaming me.
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, four, you know, but you know what? If your mind's racing and stuff, you know, I think it varies for everybody.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
now,
agree.
There was a time, you know, when I was, you know, if I was out every night and being out until 2 o'clock and
have to get up at 7?
At 3, yeah.
Yep.
You know,
don't
I mean,
you remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
We could go out, be out at 2 o'clock, decide we were hungry, go to breakfast, go to Denny's. And then,
oh, yeah.
or
get up and then
be right back at work at, you know, get up at 5, 6 o'clock and be right back at work. How did we do
I
that?
I know. Well, we were young. That's,
oh my
that's,
God. The I mean,
we were young.
We were young. Those were the days. And there wasn't a time that you didn't know where you were at or where, you know, I was at or
oh, yeah.
any of our other media you know, jocks out there, and it was just
yeah.
Like,
you know,
wow.
the whole even the bar scene, night out scene, even before the COVID and everything, it's not like it used to be. And I think the DUIs really played a big point in that. Mother Against Drunk Driving and DUI checkpoints, and it just made it so to the point where people don't want to risk going out. They would rather just sit at home. I mean, now, you know, back in the day, we would go out. We wouldn't start until 10.
Exactly.
And at 2:30, they're trying to push people out the door. And then they're at 3 o'clock, you know, they're waiting in line to get into Perkins or Denny's or wherever else,
yes.
or, you know, the Splendid on South Avenue to get an illegal after hour drink or whatever. Nowadays, by midnight on a Saturday, there's not a lot of people out. The only people
yeah.
who are out on Saturday night or Friday night after midnight are cops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, and people are just,
and people
just,
are home by then.
Yep.
It's totally changed. It's
yeah.
like our sidewalks close up.
Yeah, a lot of people used to, you know, a lot of places now, you know, they'll have a band start at 7 o'clock on Saturday and be done at 10.
Because
mm-hmm.
we're
back in the day,
yeah.
you know,
wow.
it wouldn't. Sometimes the place wouldn't get packed until midnight, and the place would get packed. Nowadays, you know, I mean, there's not even a lot of places that really get packed like they used to be back in the day. You know, like last week we were talking a little bit about the VIP, but even I think of places like Choices back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And
Tin
Pan Alley and all those places, Hurdy Gurdy, mm-hmm. all these places, man. I mean, you would go there at midnight, and it would just be jam-packed with people. And
there was Grandpa's, the Hacienda.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All those country bars and stuff. Everything would be, there'd be 15, 20 places out there just jam-packed with people, and you just don't see that anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't, if somebody, you know, came into Youngstown and said, hey, where's the big happening dance club or whatever? Maybe some of the places downtown, you know, which is a little younger than my age group now, but even then, it's not like it was back then, you know, where people are going to this place and that place. And, you know, you go back a little further, even like on Market Street, they had, you know, the Limelighter and the Beachcomber and all these other places.
Just don't do it anymore.
And the playground. And
they don't,
you know,
have them. The places aren't there.
Yeah.
I go to TikTok and I can get the frivolous idiocy that I want, you know.
Yeah.
But you're not getting human contact.
That's social distancing.
But yeah, I mean, it's just not like it used to be where, man, you know, and you know, and then even when you look at it now, bands, it's hard to find a band at a bar on a weekday. I don't think there's a place in Youngstown. I mean, they have some open mic nights, which of course knocks a band out because they got people coming in for free, you know.
Yep.
Get one guy that plays a guitar and a good singer, and then everybody else comes and plays for free. And there used to be a time, even with us, we'd have everybody from our station would be at five different places.
Right.
And it'd be people at every one, you know. Somebody would be at the Blarney Stone in Warren, and somebody would be at the Act 3 on Market Street. And
Boathouse, Boatyard.
Yeah, yeah, all these different places.
Wow.
And every place would be jumping, even on a Wednesday night. You know, we did Jimmy Buffett night on Wednesday night. You couldn't fit another person in there. And I just don't see any nights like that anywhere anymore, you know.
It's sad.
Yep.
It's really sad how times have changed.
Oh yeah, it's just not the way that it used to be.
But you know, we'll go out to these places. Invite us out. We'll come out. We will come on out to your business. Yes, we will.
Damn good.
As long as we have a bar tab.
There yeah. you go.
Bar tab required.
My mind, bar tab.
Right.
But yeah, no, those were the good old days, and we'll see what's going to happen here in the future. Hopefully by January, February, all of this stuff is by the wayside.
Yeah, you guys are bumming me out. Let's talk about something.
No bum.
Who knows where this is going to go? I mean, are we going to be out of this at the first of the year? Or are we going to be going into next spring? You know, you look at the concert business alone. That's what I really miss right now.
I know.
Is the concerts. You know, I mean, that's usually one of my things. Jimmy Buffett, two or three different places, you know, and you know, not one single show this summer. There's a lot of shows I was looking forward to, Black Crows, and you know, just a lot of great shows out there. And I figured since I'm, you know, out of work, I'd have a chance at least go see
some
concerts,
right?
You know,
nothing.
And
what about the amphitheater? They're done, right?
Yeah, they're
not
done.
Yeah,
they're done. Every place, you know, Packard Music Hall, you know, the Robbins Theater, you know, they were just getting that started in downtown Warren. So I don't know, you know, I saw somewhere where this year the concert business lost $5.4 billion.
Dang.
Now, not that Jimmy Buffett needs the money, you know, but when you think about it, it's everybody. It's the parking lot attendants. It's the ushers. Mm-hmm. It's security. It's the people that work the concession stands.
Yep.
And then when you factor into that, all the distributors, you know, the beer people, the people that sell the hot dogs, the people that sell the buns. I bet like somebody like Schwabel's, they probably took a massive ass kicking this year.
Yes, absolutely.
just from that, you know. And you think about it, and then of course the people that drive the trucks, that deliver the supplies, the salesmen that get a commission for everything, the Coca-Cola guy, the Pepsi guy that's delivering there, and you know, I mean, think about that. That just all adds up.
Yep.
They say that attending a large music concert, you know, what the risk factor for Corona is?
Oh no.
Nine. 10's
the highest. Oh, all right.
10's the highest.
Oh, yeah.
9 out of 100, I was going to say, dang, that's not...
You can't social distance.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Even now, we're probably about 5 feet away.
Yeah, we're probably a little close.
Yeah.
But yeah, still, you know, you're putting yourself at risk. They also say going to a sports stadium, you can't.
You'd have to skip, like, three seats.
That. I wonder if there isn't a way, though. Okay, say I've been to some Indians games where they maybe had 15,000 people there. Okay, the stadium seats 40,000 people. I mean, you can't figure a way to stagger that, and maybe every third row and every other section, and you know, only have certain concession stands open or whatever. And if you got out of your seat, you have to wear your mask, you know, and that sort of thing, and have a lot of hand sanitizing stations around. Yep. You mean to tell me we can't at least get that far? Now, concerts I could see maybe if you're packed at Blossom or somebody's place. Where
although when you go into the stadium, that whole big group of people waiting to get through the gates, I can see that where it might
be
a problem.
You know what I was thinking about that is different gates, different times. Okay, mm-hmm. If you're in this section, we're going to seat you at 3:15. You're in this section, you're coming in this gate at 4:00.
Yep.
If you're coming, you know, and then boom, then everybody comes in, you stay at your section, you can't wander, you know. If you're in the blue section, you got to stay there. And, you know.
And they got 60 games to trial it out. I mean, Right. Start with 250 people and see what you can do. What do you got to lose?
Right, right.
You know, you pick
it's
a little.
Brains?
Oh, that's it. Solving the world's problem.
Oh, my gosh. You should be doing
social engineering.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. But no, I think there's some stuff that they could do about that, you know. So I don't know. But I guess earlier in the season, like earlier in the year, somebody told me that they had a plan for, like, the Miami Dolphins to social distance, and out of a 60,000 seat arena, they were thinking they could fit 20,000 people in there, or 15. But then again, is it even worth it? You know, but you know, for baseball, some days you get that. You know, some days you get 12,000 people there. So,
right?
Who knows? Let's just get this thing over with. The sooner the better.
Yeah,
all right. Who brought up this depressing talk?
Yeah, really. Come on.
You know, we're talking about Mrs. Doubtfire and All Alone, and then all of a sudden we get into that.
Bands. That's what we were doing. We were talking about bands and concerts and things all like that. But even like going to amusement parks and stuff, they're saying there's a level risk of 8. So it's like our whole life has changed, and is it going to go back? Is it going to go back to what we know?
You know, there are some people out there. There are some people out there that, you know, or you know, we're separated on that. It's the United States of America. We're not united on anything. We're separated on any single thing. You know, it's almost like, okay, you got to park your car down there because this is visitor parking. No, I'm parking here. Move the visitor parking down there.
Right about everything.
You know, but, you know, I mean, obviously there are some people that are taking this very, very serious,
right?
You know, because if not, why isn't Cedar Point packed? Why did they move it to the weekend? They tried to do it. They tried to, you know, they were going to open it and they had all this protocol and everything set up and they were going to open during the week and this and that. Now they're just down to being open on the weekend, last I heard. You know, so
let me share this with you. I was there 2 weeks ago. Not there, but outside of there where I could see what was going on.
Yeah.
I watched them do a ride, okay? And they obviously had to stagger people so that there's nobody in front of you and behind you. Mm-hmm. But then I watched them clean that entire ride between rides. So you're already waiting in line forever, but you're waiting for the whole thing to get disinfected. There's one girl walking around like 100 seats spraying and washing.
Oh, how would you like that job?
That would have been awful.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah,
that's
crazy stuff.
2020 is already down. Can we do a new year or a reboot?
It is. It's finished. It's finished. And isn't it something, it seems to me, from May or from St. Paddy's Day when this stuff all went down to like June took forever to May. From May to now, seems like it went by in a flash.
Yep.
It was like, wait a minute, you know? We were just locked down. And to me, you know, I by this point, I would like to see a little more progress being made.
Yeah, right. Yep.
If you believe in that. You know,
well.
You know, so I don't know. It's just, it's crazy. I don't know where it's going. But I just wanted everything to get back to normal and, you know, that they come up with a vaccine or just flattens the curve or, you know, we don't even hear about that anymore. Remember, that was a big thing. We've got to flatten the curve. All of a sudden, that just went out the window.
Right.
You know, you never hear like, oh, hey, we're flattening the curve. I don't even hear about the curve anymore.
Yep.
You know, where did it all go?
You don't hear about that, and you don't hear about DeWine having you know, with his test negative, test positive. You don't hear about that.
Yeah,
either.
I never heard the result of that.
Where did it go?
Well, I think that was, hey, Trump wants to see you. Oh, I'm sorry, I have the coronavirus. Okay, he's gone now. Oh, I feel better. You know what? I think that, you know, it's like,
probably yeah. Right.
Oh, so funny.
Oh, my God. But anyway, it's nice to have you here.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, it's really,
it's nice to be here.
It's really nice to be able to do this. Where before we were just on airwaves, and now we're, well, it's kind of airwaves, but it's video waves.
Yeah,
it's kind
yeah.
of new.
Yeah, it's going
like
to be
up and coming.
Right, right. I think, like, you know, like Justine was saying, that, you know, while we started off on AM radio,
yes.
playing records and tapes, yes. and then you go to FM, and then we started playing CDs. And then,
no, you missed,
you know,
vinyl.
Yeah, vinyl.
And then the 8-tracks.
Yeah, yeah. And then you know, then you go to, you know, CDs and the MP3s, and then it's computers. And yeah, so we'll see, you know.
And now
we'll see
video.
Where it goes. You know, we're just throwing it out there, see what sticks and see where it goes, you know.
And if you want to come on and be part of your show or my show, by all means, let us know. We would love to interview people and do whatever it takes to...
Well, I don't know. Let's not go that far. You haven't met some of my friends yet.
I know. What was I thinking?
There could be a whole list of rules on this before we're all done. A couple of weeks, it'd be like, oh, yeah, we want you to come out here, but yeah, you know.
But we do. We like to. It's nice to be able to embrace this. This is something new, and it's, you know. It's just breaking out of the gate. Like,
yeah.
Everybody thought we were crazy before for playing CDs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can't play music off of that round disc. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
People don't like change. They don't.
You know what? That's what's hard about our area. People don't like change. And I don't blame them. I mean, our whole lives, we've known, you know, this. We were never embracing anything else. You know, this
but there's something to be said about that, though, too. You know, there's something to be said about, okay, I like it the way it is.
Tradition, yeah, right?
Don't screw with it. Leave it alone. It's not
broke,
don't fix it. Just let it go, you know?
I totally get it, but no. You never know when you're on the front runner of something and it's up and coming. And
yep. just,
and Joe, thanks for the opportunity.
Sure, I mean, absolutely.
This is just amazing. And, you know, we see our, it's great to see our listeners and actually see them on Facebook and talk to them. So, you know, we used to take phone requests.
Right.
Now we can actually see them and they can ask questions in current mode.
Sometimes even that's not good.
The crazy's unleashed,
did.
Right?
I always did, but then maybe it's a, you know, it's a two-way street. Maybe we don't really want to see them and maybe they don't really want to see us. You know, it could go either way.
Well, even if, you know, you used to get stalked or whatever, they can find you.
Yeah, I see Lori Mercer's checking in. Hi, Lori.
Yeah.
How are you? Barb Fox, how are you? How's Tiff doing? Say hi to Tiff for us, Barb. So.
But this was good. I like. This is, it's something that.
What's cool, though, is you sort of get to know, like, your listeners can get to know you a lot better than
Absolutely.
What you can come across on a short form things
yeah.
like on radio. You know, people come up to me every day and they talk to me like, I've never seen this person in my life, but they can cite everything that's going into my life because they listen all the time.
Right.
So it's a great way to interface with people, for
and
sure.
And not yep. only that, you can play it over and over and
yep.
over and over.
Why would we torture ourselves? it's like,
gluttons.
Okay, yeah, no, I would
Once
rather
is enough.
Is that still out there? Oh, you got to be sure.
No, oh, the record no. is deeper now. You can find your stuff easier.
Yeah.
Just
you know.
Remember, nothing goes away from the internet.
That's right.
Once you're on the internet, you're done. You're toast. So, yeah. So, Freddie, any deep, dark secrets we need to know about?
What's that?
Any deep, dark secrets we need to know about?
Nah, we'll get to that at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
So you can find it. Hi, Fran. See, I've actually got somebody out there.
Hi,
Fran.
Hi, Fran.
But yeah, no, you can catch us on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yes.
So there's, you know, I kick it off at 2 o'clock and then Mo Ray, or no, then you.
Yeah.
So I'm not used to having him here yet, but it's
and
so
then,
nice.
He came to see us
yeah,
early.
Mo Ray's still a little on edge, though.
Yeah, we got to soften him up a little
he
bit.
He is. He's on edge.
Yeah.
The guy is on edge. You know,
bring some margarita mix.
I was just
beginning
say,
of his show.
There's wine in the refrigerator.
Look, he's got it.
And that's the nice. We couldn't do this before. Now we
no.
What did you bring? He did.
Look
too.
At that.
Look at him.
Yes. He's not messing
he's
around.
Good.
We got the jug here coming up for a little later on.
Parrot Bay, 90 proof.
Right. I'll be talking about the different. We're going to talk rum here a little
bit. All right,
today.
Good.
Rum is
good.
Rum is good.
What, you want one? You
no.
ready?
Well,
you sure?
No. I'm good.
You
thanks.
Sure?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think you are.
I don't know.
Peer pressure.
I was just going to say peer pressure. Oh, my goodness.
How about
goodness.
If we mix it with a little orange pineapple?
Oh, boy, he comes complete.
He
huh?
does, too.
You are good.
100% orange pineapple with the 90-proof Parrot Bay coconut rum. This isn't the diluted 21% 40 proof. This is
the good stuff.
That's high
the good
tough.
Stuff.
High test.
The high test.
Yeah. I wonder what Mo's show would be like if you got him a little bit liquored up. I wonder what it would turn into. Because you got angry and
yeah.
you got happy. Which
yeah,
do you
yeah,
think?
Yeah. I think you put a little alcohol in him. He might have a heck of a show. You know, now thinking about that, like on the other end of the spectrum, you know, you got Mo Ray on one side, and then you got like Ted Nugent on the other side. Well, according to Ted Nugent, he never drank. And Sammy Hagar said one time at his club in Cabo, he got Ted drunk. And I'm just sitting there, can you imagine Ted Nugent oh. just ranting and raving after a couple of tequilas? It'd be like, holy shit, stop this guy. Slow him down. I think your mind would explode.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That would be Mo. I bet that would be Mo.
Let's see if we can get him in there. See if we can get him in.
Oh my, he wants
yeah,
to
you
see
know
it.
What? Either he's going to be mellow or he's just going to really, really go off the rails.
Go
off the rails. You know.
Oh, I'd pay to see
he's,
it.
He's going to lose where he can't find a video clip, and then he's going off the rails.
He is, too. Look what you would be responsible for.
I say we do it.
Yeah, there we go. I'll just leave this bottle sitting here, if there's
yep.
any left.
Yep.
I say we do it. Oh, my gosh.
No, I don't think I could drink a whole bottle of Parrot Bay 90 proof. Well, you're welcome. You can,
yeah,
you can jump
Captain
in there.
Captain Morgan's at its finest.
At any time. The spice rum is good, too. The Captain Morgan spice rum is good. I don't think this is the rum they were drinking in the old days, though. I don't think pirates were drinking
no.
coconut rum.
No,
you know?
Distilled anything, probably.
Yeah, right,
distilled
right.
orange peels if they could do it.
Yeah, now, the real pirates weren't drinking.
I think Lady Bly.
The captain wasn't drinking Parrot Bay.
Yep.
You know? It
I
was
think
like,
Lady Bly, who is his alter ego, uh-huh. tried Lady Bly?
No.
No, she's the lower end of the...
Rum.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, see?
Didn't know that.
Yeah,
miss a minute, miss a lot.
Yeah.
So see, yeah. So not only do we like to, you know, drink and be merry.
Yeah.
But eventually.
Don't worry, Mo Ray will be here to talk politics
in
2 hours.
Yeah.
We're just 2 hours away.
He is in my head, and it's kind of scary. But eventually, it's all going to come to an end. And Mo
Ray I think Mo Ray should be off the hook today. You know, because the Democratic convention started yesterday.
You'll have lots of material.
And now they're Trump's throwing things back and forth at them, and so it should
test the blood pressure.
I think Mo Ray would be some places. You know, they want to check your temperature and stuff when you walk in. With Mo Ray, once his blood pressure is up and his blood is boiling, you know, it's just like, oh, look out.
Yep. It's going to be a good one.
And you can tell when he's about ready to blow because he gets this look on his face.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody will make a comment and it's on. It's
yep.
so on.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah. yeah.
We should quit picking on that.
See, I can't take that stuff that serious, you mm-hmm. know. And that's why I really backed out of the whole talk radio game. You know, because I would fill in for Rivers and these guys, you know, here and there. But it was getting to the point where everybody is so divided that, you know, I mean, I had my show that I had to concentrate on, and I still do. I concentrate on fun and, you know, rock music and motorcycles and fishing. And
well, that's why you have a great following, because you
and
can
that
connect
kind
with
of
that.
Stuff. And I don't even want to go over there, because nowadays you could say something and somebody gets pissed off with you, and now they can't like you because your political thing doesn't line with theirs.
That's right.
You know, and it's like, I'm not going down that road.
Right.
You know, there's enough
way.
Of it out there. That, you know, have at
nobody
you
wants
guys,
my opinion. That's
you
for
guys
sure.
go out there and do what you want to do. I'm going to do what I want to do and give you a break from that.
And callers on that on the Rivers deal, those guys are dyed in the wool. They're ready to fight over how they believe. So that's
oh, yeah,
a rough
yeah,
crowd.
Yeah. And then you see all the name calling out there and stuff. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm worried that might just kill the, you know, I mean, it's put a damper on like Facebook and stuff, because some people don't want that negative all the time, you know. And I think, you know, I even seen, you know, some of the people from Facebook are saying they don't want the negative stuff on there either, because after a while it wears on you.
And then you bow out.
And then that's all you got on there is the people calling each other names, and they look at this and, okay, whatever, you know. And I'm not one of these people. I don't care what you think. You know, mm-hmm. I don't care what you think.
My opinion is,
you know,
yes.
But if you have it, it's right. I'm not gonna sit there and go, oh, I can't talk to Justine, because
right.
it's almost like third grade stuff. You know, I got to get on there and I got to call you a name, you know, and then I can't like you. You can't be my friend.
Yeah,
and it's just like, these are grown people. Have fun in third grade. Mm-hmm. You know, it's,
right,
and,
right.
And to me, that is, it's just such a turnoff.
Immature.
It is.
Yep.
It totally is.
How come Chris Rattini is saying hi to you and not me?
Because he's my friend and not yours.
Oh, okay. All right.
I actually have a friend. Oh, I have two. I have two. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Chris Rattini. TJ Johnson.
Exclamation point.
Exclamation point.
I'll be seeing TJ a little later on tonight at the Ice House.
Oh, nice. So. Nice.
Well, listen, I'm going to let you guys finish up. I'm going to mix me a drink and get all my stuff in order, and I'll be back at 3 o'clock. So
okay, cool.
Same bat time, same bat place.
Yeah, there we go.
Batman, right?
Okay. Yeah, you know, if I'm away and you want to take a sip, 90 proof. 90
proof. Need to get a
proof.
Beverage place on here.
Yeah,
now.
90 proof.
There's
what is
RL
this?
Lipton,
there's
a little, or Superior Beverage, or somebody like.
There's a little. There's a little recipe on here.
You don't follow recipes. He doesn't.
Yeah.
He doesn't follow
direction.
Pinch
of this.
You pinch of that.
Yeah.
Two shots of rum.
Mm-hmm.
Two shots of orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can mix orange, cranberry, pineapple.
In your case, half a bottle.
Yeah.
Good, 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 good. That's a shot, right? Good, 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 good.
Right,
there's
right,
another.
Right. Now, this is a summertime drink, though.
That
you
is.
Know.
Once, and speaking of that, have you noticed that the weather seems to be changing?
Oh,
it's getting darker out.
8:30.
Oh, yes. I saw it yesterday, and I was majorly bummed.
Oh, this show's a bummer, man.
No,
talking
sorry.
About coronavirus and
yeah, right.
Politics.
Cheryl Russell likes us, though. What a comeback. That's
right.
Why it's Let's Talk. We're
there
talking
we go.
About everything.
That's right.
If you want to talk recipes on how to make some really great
we'll
stuff,
get to that
like
in a little bit. All right, let me get my stuff ready. It's 3 o'clock.
Reel it in.
3 o'clock, we'll do something here. I'm not sure what, but we will.
You're going to be loaded by the time you leave here, Joe. You know that, right?
No, I've been fasting for 2 days. If I even sniff alcohol, I'll be wasted.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Do you drink?
I do wine, like when I'm out of keto, every once in a while.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I love wine.
Wow. Well, wine is a good... You just
what?
Gave me another idea.
What's your
did
idea?
Did you like when those light bulbs go off?
I can see it. Like, normally it's a metaphor, but I can see it
yes,
with you.
Yes, it's a... We could do a wine tasting.
Yes, for
there's
sure.
So much, I want to do a coffee tasting, wine tasting. I still want to do the pizza tasting with you to see if you... With the cauliflower, you say you don't do that. So we've got so much to do yet. So
just getting
time
started.
To do it.
Yep.
So little time, but it was so nice to have Freddie on here.
Heck yeah.
Can't wait to see what he's going around the room to, you know, get a little bit.
Yeah, right.
You know.
But, you know, I've watched him drink here, and he doesn't change. He doesn't get happy. He doesn't get sad. He's just always Freddie. Always
the
same Freddie.
Do you know Freddie? Do you know the tolerance level this man has?
Probably.
God bless him.
He's a practiced and
he's
a professional.
And
yep.
Yes, he's a professional. So, but it was great to have him on here, and you know, I'm looking forward to Thursday to see what else we can get into.
Thursday it is.
Yeah.
Same place, same time.
May not be Freddie, but we'll do something right.
All right, cool.
All right, thanks, Joe, for
absolutely.
For
thank you
joining me, and thanks, Freddie, wherever you are. Yeah, he's laying down somewhere drinking Parapay. All right, guys, till we talk again, we'll see you on Thursday.
All right.